With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Lewiston, Maine police are releasing details about a man believed to be behind several shootings tonight. Police are looking for Robert Card, saying he should be considered armed and dangerous. Law enforcement sources say he has a history of military service and is a firearms instructor with a recent stay at a mental health facility. A shelter-in-place order for the city has been placed. At least 22 people were reportedly shot and killed across multiple locations in the city of Lewiston, about 150 miles north of Boston. The United Auto Workers announced a tentative agreement with Ford Motor Company to end the strike. According to the UAF Ford agreement, auto workers will see more in base wage increases than they've seen in the last 22 years at the company. Specifically, the agreement authorizes 25% in base wage increases through April 2028 and will raise top wages by more than 30% to more than $40 an hour. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans have a new speaker after four tries. He's Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, who now takes over the gavel. The new speaker says he's humbled by being elected unanimously by the 220 Republicans who voted to confirm him.
We're going to govern well, and I think the people are going to be very pleased with those results. We're so grateful. I'm so grateful and so humbled to have gotten a unanimous vote on the floor by all of my colleagues here.
Former President Trump congratulating the newly elected House Speaker. Wednesday, Mr. Trump said Johnson is a tremendous leader and a tremendous man who will be a great Speaker of the House. Authorities say that the 22-year-old driver of a BMW that hit and killed four Pepperdine University students in Malibu has been charged with four counts of murder. L.A. County Sheriff's Department says Fraser Bohm pled not guilty to all charges in court. His attorney said the crash happened as he was being chased following a road rage incident. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham has been visiting Hawaii.
It was no vacation. The leader of Samaritan's Purse was in Maui to offer encouragement to people who lost their homes in the massive August wildfire and to get an update on efforts by his ministry to clean up and rebuild. Graham says he met an 81-year-old pastor whose church was burned down and who was hoping to see it rebuilt in his lifetime. Samaritan's Purse is going to try and see that done. More than 2,200 homes and other structures were destroyed or damaged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ugandan authorities have prevented attacks on two churches by a Muslim terror group. International Christian Concern reports that bombs were set to go off at churches on Sunday, but the police were tipped off and managed to defuse them in time. The attempted bombings are being blamed on the Allied Democratic Forces. It's a terror group. It's been operating in Uganda for about 30 years. In 2019, the ADF pledged itself to ISIS. This is SRN News. Bitcoin, the world's largest cryptocurrency, soared to almost $35,000 this week, marking its highest value in nearly 18 months.
The recent rally for volatile Bitcoin coincides with the prospect of exchange-traded funds being launched based on spot Bitcoin. Industry advocates say that could make entering the cryptoverse easier while lowering some of the well-documented risks associated with investing in cryptocurrencies. A green light from federal regulators has not yet arrived. Bob Agnew reporting.
A lawyer for Sam Bankman-Fried says the FTX founder plans to testify at his fraud trial. Attorney Mark Cohen said Bankman-Fried will take the stand after three other defense witnesses testify beginning Thursday. Prosecutors have relied on former executives at his companies to build a case that he conspired with others to steal billions of dollars from his customers and investors over several years. More details at SRNnews.com.